Episode 200.
Gonna get real crazy tonight.
All night.
Episode 200, baby, yeah.
Gonna keep it slow and nice and tight.
Real tight.
Episode 200.
We got Dave and Rich and Ben.
They're friends.
Episode 200, baby, yeah.
Crazy boys gonna do it again.
I love the fact that my
Bass
voice is
Dragon there. With a brand new song.
Swish.
Taken some of the things we said in just the very last episode.
I think so, yeah.
That's how fast Space Dragon works.
Yeah, it rolls it out.
That wasn't the only new song.
For real?
Yeah. He's got another one.
We're just getting started.
Am I the star?
You might want to take off your pants, Richard.
Pants are already. Am I the
star? You are the star.
The other song maybe we'll play at the very end.
Okay.
So everybody, make sure you listen to the very end. So, you know, in that song, Rich, as you heard,
yeah,
we had my dad's gross habit.
Indeed.
Where he burps and says the grossest words ever, barf, yes. Puke, as he's burping, super gross.
Yeah, that was about your dad.
Yeah, my dad does that. It's nasty.
See, when you sent me those sound samples, I hadn't listened to the episode yet. So I thought you were talking about just the average old guy in the street.
Oh, no.
Now they
was
do
my
that.
Dad.
They're just like,
yeah.
And then, Rich, do you want to explain your dad's weird habit?
My dad will often, when he makes a mistake or just gets annoyed, say, shit, whore, tramp.
Yeah. Well, he shouldn't talk about your mother like
that. Well, indeed. Well, she is, you know.
No, she's not.
No,
she's not.
Anyway.
She's retired.
We talked about our dad's kind of embarrassing, gross habits.
Right.
And I'm just wondering, Ben, how about you? How about your dad?
Yeah.
Does he have any weird, gross, or embarrassing things that he does?
Where to begin in the encyclopedia of my dad's disgusting shit?
Really?
Probably.
Tell us the worst
he
one.
Seems normal. Like, we've gone to yakiniku with him before.
Yeah, we've drank and had dinner with your dad.
He's one of the boys.
Of course.
So we all men are disgusting animals.
True.
That's true. Everybody knows that. Probably the worst thing that my dad did regularly when I was young was he would go to bed naked.
I did that last night.
Right.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't need to know that.
Sorry.
I don't know why. Something popped into my head.
TMI.
My dad used to mix milk and whiskey together.
Disgusting.
Whoa,
gross. Yeah, gross. Yeah.
I don't think that's medically safe.
I don't think it's good.
Milk and whiskey?
Yeah, it just popped into my head. Yeah.
That's a whiskey milkshake?
and give it to you.
Yeah, give it to me. Nine-year-old.
No, Ben, go on.
Breakfast is served, Richard.
Breakfast.
What do you want from me?
Whiskey and milk instead of cereal.
Yeah, so he would go to bed naked every night, and I'd sometimes have to get up in the night to go to the toilet. And many times I met him sort of in the hallway or in the toilet. Right. He's completely naked. And he would do what's called the helicopter with his dick.
Okay. That's where you swing your dick in a circle.
Yeah, you swing your dick in a helicopter motion.
It's a classic dad move.
It's a classic dad move.
Yeah.
But but at like 3 a.m., you know, on a school night.
Not what you expect.
It's not what you want. No. It's not what you want.
In a dark hallway.
In a dark hallway. And it would freak me out every time. And he's a very hairy man. A very hairy dude.
Oh, so your dad has gross habits also.
Yeah, yeah. I think
all men do.
It's, you know, women complain about it. But secretly, they love it.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or I think they just like complaining about it is what it is.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is.
Sure like complaining.
I know.
God damn. Gold medal for complaining.
Yeah, right.
All the ladies out there.
Another one my dad does is when you're just sitting there chatting or whatever.
Okay.
He'll grab his balls and squeeze them and say honk.
Okay.
So he'll do it twice. He'll do like the double squeeze. He'll go
honk honk
honk honk. That's for no reason.
Like each ball, honk honk.
I don't know. I'm not looking so carefully.
You're not, yeah.
But he'll just be like, ah, honk honk.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's
just dad stuff. It's dad stuff.
I think it's just man stuff.
All right. So, Ben, welcome back to the podcast, buddy.
It's good to be back. Nothing's changed. Good to see you. Nothing's changed except this giant man sitting there. Who is this guy?
Got a giant in the mix.
A freshly shaved ape.
Kind of.
And anyway, guys, I want to move on to the kampai.
The meat of the episode, yeah. Well, let me say,
I want to get this party started.
Me too. I can't wait to take my clothes off.
Let's move on to the toast, the cheers, the kampai. Let's get this fucking party started.
Oh, crap.
This is how we do it.
I've got something very special.
Ooh.
Do you?
Very special.
Is that right?
Is it Bikini Girl?
First of all,
bring out the lady.
Damn it.
Rich, what, you think my wife's going to come down?
Hey, yeah. I
present.
Blame me. No, I don't want to see your wife.
Wine glass.
Very nice. Yeah. Sounds ching-a-ling-a-ling. Like maybe crystal.
Do you want to hold those?
I will hold them.
Thank you, sir.
And the special treat.
Ooh, I know. I think I know what it is.
Cherry on top of the cream.
Oh, my goodness.
Something to put in these glasses?
Vada.
Is a bottle of actual, real champagne. Good fart.
Can you stop with the P8 fart sound effects?
You've got your natural effects.
I do. That was me. All me.
People say that the only real champagne is from the Champagne area of France.
Well, that's legally.
Yeah.
This is it.
You can't call it champagne unless it's from Champagne. Yep.
This is real champagne.
Bought
in person in Champagne.
Really?
In France.
In person?
Yeah. A student of mine went to France, bought this champagne, and gave it to me.
That's a hell of a gift.
How cool is that?
That's very cool.
How cool is that, guys? Now we're going to drink it together. Oh, yeah.
Formidable. Yeah. The blows my little mind.
Do we have any like brie cheese and crackers?
Yeah, where's the brie cheese? Yeah. Cigarettes?
Yeah.
Daytime sex.
Right.
Daytime. Oh.
What do French people do? Baguettes?
I didn't know daytime sex was a thing.
That's what French people do.
Have a little croissant, then go home for some love.
Wow, it's got like a string around the cork.
It's complicated.
Oh my God.
It's quite complicated.
You be careful, Abe.
I don't know if.
Yeah.
I think I need a knife.
I'm getting flashbacks to episode 100.
Yeah, remember how bad we struggled?
I might have a knife for you.
You carry a knife?
I've got scissors here.
Okay.
Well, you be careful now.
I cut these strange ropes.
Just don't point it at me.
Wow, how authentic is that? It's got little ropes on it.
It's kind of cool.
They've tied it up.
Oh, and the cork top.
This is it. This is the moment. I'm going to pop the bottle of champagne.
Do it.
It's like the cool.
Whoa, holy shit.
Oh, my God. There's champagne everywhere.
And the
I think that went through the roof.
My wife is. That might have woken up my wife.
I think it might have killed her.
It was really loud.
Yeah, that was extreme. I must say, you've got a very strong ceiling, Abe.
Oh, man, I need to get some tissues or something.
Yeah, clean yourself up. The pressure is just extreme, isn't it?
It was like an orgasm.
It was like an orgasm.
Here, Ben, let me fill yours up even more with this orgasmic drink. Oh, wow. All the way to the top.
It smells like Paris.
All right. Hold on. Let's
very nice. Very nice.
It's so bubbly that we couldn't fill the glasses all the way.
It's very fizzy.
Here we are.
Me off. Top me off.
You too.
Delicious.
Sir.
All right, guys.
Oh, cheers.
Real champagne.
Is this real champagne?
Champagne.
Yeah.
You're not tricking me again.
Wow.
This is the real deal, I promise.
Cheers, gentlemen.
Cheers.
Wow.
Ooh, I feel like a fancy man.
You look like
Ooh, what a celebratory moment.
Yeah. Cheers, fellas. Yeah. This is fantastic.
This is delicious. Thank you very much, Abe. Thank you very much, traveling student.
Yeah.
Hide is her name. Thank you, Hide.
Thank you, Hide.
Wonderful gift.
Yes, thank you, Hide.
I can't imagine.
Saving it for months, you know, waiting for an opportunity.
You've been sitting on this for months?
Well, you can't pop open a bottle of champagne by yourself.
Yeah, you have to be a psychopath.
Yeah, you got
it. You have to be crazy.
It has to be a celebration.
It does. And what better occasion
than the
200th
episode.
Exactly.
By the way, thank you guys for following tonight's dress code.
No problem.
No problem.
No problem.
You know, tuxedo.
Oh, of course.
Like
your black tuxedo, Ben.
Yeah.
And Rich, your bow tie is very handsome.
I tied it myself.
As you can see, my tuxedo, kind of like a penguin suit.
You look like a penguin.
Thank you.
Look like a penguin.
Yeah.
You walk like a penguin.
And my top hat.
I love top hats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, three men in tuxedos drinking champagne.
your slave boy.
Life is grand.
Life is grand.
It is.
I hope you don't mind. I parked the helicopter outside.
That's the wonderful thing about
blocking
podcasts.
The road.
Yes.
Nobody can see you.
Yeah, we're actually naked.
That's right.
Maybe we're wearing tuxedos. Yeah. Nobody knows.
I just have a tuxedo on my penis, a little one.
Just drawn with like magic markers.
Do you think they make condoms Do they make condoms with designs on them?
No, but the black colored condoms, I can't remember which brand.
Yeah.
I used to buy them.
Yeah.
Well, it's
called
good.
Tuxedos.
It makes you feel like you got a black dick. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it looks black.
Which, from what I've heard, is a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
heard and seen on the porn.
Hey, baby, what do you want tonight? White dick or black dick?
I'll put on my tuxedo.
You better say white dick. Yeah, I'll put on my tuxedo.
It's elegant.
If you cut a little hole in the condom so like it looks like the white shirt part, that'll be cool.
Then there's no point in the condom.
Yeah, but it still looks cool.
Yeah. Nine 9 months later.
What happens 9 months later?
Children.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Just what I need.
Anyway. The nice bottle of champagne isn't the only gift.
I gotta say, this is going down so smooth.
It tastes like there's something more.
It's like air. It's just evaporating on my tongue.
But there's some kind of like wood.
Yeah,
taste
that's what I was saying.
Something.
Cedar or something.
Some kind of wooden. Yeah. I don't know. It tastes very authentic.
Oaky.
Very
oaky.
Tastes very high class.
It's very very high class.
Yes.
It wonderful. Tastes like the first kiss of a virgin girl.
Wow, really? Dang.
On the first day of spring.
Okay.
Or something.
I thought you were going to say the first day of school.
Relax.
Yeah, right.
Relax.
Relax. Oh, settle down, Pierre.
Your words, not mine.
Settle down, Francois.
How dare you? I haven't touched a schoolgirl in months.
In Mo. Wow, you're a gentleman then.
We do have a listener in Hiroshima who is very generous and sends us a lot of messages and letters. And
oh, is that right?
Yeah, she's a huge fan of Ben's.
Oh, that's
good. So here you are. Here's a bunch of stuff from her.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's great. That's great.
And
have these been tested for poisons?
Here's a French bulldog calendar.
A French bulldog calendar.
Cute. Yeah. That's cute. Because you have a French bulldog, Ben. But the main gift is right here.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Is it Hitsuji herself?
What? There's a box
hiding in the cupboard.
On. Dang.
Are you ready, Hitsuji?
Yeah, I know, right?
Are you ready to come out of the box?
Unfold her. Unfold yourself, woman.
No, she sent this big box full of citrus fruits from Hiroshima.
Wow.
Yeah, Hiroshima is famous for citrus fruits. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I knew oysters, right?
There are some fruits here that you'll recognize. I mean, they look like oranges, but they're various kinds of oranges.
Okay.
But then there's one really big, crazy fruit.
Huh. Like a bowling ball.
Almost.
God damn.
It's like a bowling ball.
It's like the size of a bowling ball.
That's almost the biggest fruit I've ever
what
seen.
Is it?
That is the biggest citrus fruit I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah. Is it biwa? Biwa?
Smells like a grapefruit. Hmm. So
that is the size of my child's head.
Yeah, it's like the size of a kid's head.
It really is. Yeah.
So I don't know how we can split this.
What's it called?
You know? Oh, she told me what it's called, but I forgot. It's called like Biwa?
No.
Bamwa or something. Anyway, I'll give you guys a bunch of these oranges before you leave. They're really good.
You know what? I think that would go well in a cocktail.
Yeah, maybe. A little slice.
A little slice?
Vodka or something?
This wouldn't fit
big
in
old,
a cocktail.
Huge cocktail. Big old. Fucking.
The size of a child's head.
Yeah, it is the size of a child's head.
It's the biggest fruit ever. Anyway, big thank you to Hitsuji for
gifting
us some lovely citrus fruits from Hiroshima.
Nice. And this French bulldog calendar, my wife is going to love it.
Yeah, actually, she sent that to me like months ago, and I just forgot to give it to you.
You know what? I remember coming over here months ago and noticing it.
Get out of town.
No, I did. And I saw it, but I didn't say anything. And I was
really?
Yeah, and I was like, why does Abe have a French bulldog calendar?
I was.
Because that's my dog.
I was supposed to give it to you, but I just forgot.
You know what it was? I think you were holding on to it because you didn't want to give it to me. You
just
you wanted it all for yourself.
Are you guys lovers? Feeling like you.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Who? Ben and I?
Yeah.
Are you getting jealous?
I'm getting super jealous.
You're getting jealous? You want to fight me?
I want to fight both of you.
Okay, I challenge you to a fight for Abe's love.
You must fight for my love.
To the death.
At dawn.
At dawn. Ooh, I like it.
At sunrise.
I feel like a Roman emperor.
Right?
Like the gladiators must battle to please me.
I think we use our dicks as swords. And at sunrise, we meet in the street. And we beat our meat.
Can we invite your dad and he'll like show us how to
move? My dad will definitely be in for some dick on dick action.
So you guys are going to have a helicopter fight?
Helicopter fight. Or competition or something.
You dirty dog.
Where's my notebook?
I dropped it when the champagne.
You're getting very excited.
Yeah, you are.
So,
can I have a little top up? Can I have a top up, please?
Yeah, Rich, top do you me want up. Pour Ben a little more champagne.
I want some before Rich drinks it all.
Oh, big shout out to our friend Christian, by the way.
Sea Dog.
Yeah. Christian, he's been on the podcast a couple times. He contacted me like yesterday.
Okay.
And asked me, you know, hey, do you want me to call in?
I love the idea of listeners calling in during the podcast.
Yeah, well, he is a listener. He does listen to almost every episode. I told him,
fucking better.
If you have a joke that you think you can make us laugh.
Challenge.
Call in. Give it a shot.
Tough crowd.
You call him.
Tough crowd.
Man. Shoot your shot.
Yeah. Shoot your shot all over my ears.
Do you want to call Christian?
I think we should.
Should we call him and put him on the spot?
Yeah, put him on the spot.
I think we Wake should. Him I mean, up. We all know him.
Well, what right? time is it in Canada right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up.
Be like 6 in the morning.
So he's probably milking his moose. Is that what you call masturbating in Canada? Milking the moose? Time to...
You got a dirty mind there, brother. Oh.
My mom caught me milking the moose last night, guys.
All right, should we see if Christian has a joke?
I think we should.
All right.
At least just a hello. That'd be nice.
All right, I reckon I can make it. I can make him laugh with that milking the moose joke.
Right, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Christian, I got to practice it. Hey, Christian.
Yes, Ben, nice to see you. It's been a while.
What do Canadians call masturbation?
I think they call it something about maple syrup, but what do you think it is?
Incorrect. Milking the moose. Slapping the beaver, if you're a woman.
All right. Okay.
Building.
So you're going to try to make him laugh with your hilarious milking the moose joke.
It's already joke of the
Nickname
year.
For yeah. masturbating.
Where's my Academy Award?
Milking the moose.
Too easy.
Wouldn't it be weird if he said it if this before works. You? He was like, no, it's milking the
moose. Hold on.
And you're like, whoa. Ooh, no answer.
Well, it should be registered.
Oh, you can. Oh, yeah, you can direct it through.
Oh. Oh. I'm going to have to cut all that out because...
Oh, damn it. No milk in the moose.
God damn you, Christian. Damn it. Well, I hope you're happy, Christian. You've ruined the big 200.
Right. It's all for naught. It's all for naught.
Nothing a bit of champagne won't repair.
Right.
Now, Ben, we have another foreign listener who really, really misses you.
Oh, okay.
Can you guess who it is?
Are they from the mother country?
Yeah,
yes.
From Russia.
Am I right?
They attacked Rich, as you know.
Well, I wouldn't expect...
Pointing out how many times he said...
Oh,
yeah,
that
yeah,
guy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less from our dear listener, Dimonchik.
Actually, I think it was Dimonchik's friend who commented about Rich's...
Really?
Oh, my okay. God. There's more habit. Of them.
Yeah. Anyway, Dimonchik... sent me a message where he said, yeah, check out this cool video for episode 200.
Okay, it could be anything.
Uh-oh.
I didn't open it.
Okay. Was it like a gay sex video?
Close.
Right.
Wait, but you said you didn't open it. You've seen it?
No, I didn't open it until today.
Oh, okay.
And then today I was like kind of organizing things, trying to get things ready. And finally I opened this video from our Russian listener.
You probably got a virus on your computer now.
It was God, I don't even know if I should say it.
Was it Russian gay porn?
No, it was Japanese incest porn.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, I'm sure you already had that open on your browser.
Right. So. Yeah, it was already there. It was this version 2.0.
So I've already got this tab open.
That's not my cup of tea.
Duplicate tab.
Not my cup of tea.
It's not?
No.
No. You're not into incest?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, what is...
Incest is when family members have sex with each other.
Okay, Abe.
I am absolutely not into that.
Abe.
At all.
Can I ask you one question?
Okay, Ben.
You're on a helicopter ride over Hawaii.
Okay, I've done that.
I know you have.
You actually, yeah.
Yeah, but again, you're doing it.
Okay.
And you're on the helicopter.
Yeah.
It's you and your sexy cousin.
Wow, this is beautiful.
You're on a rare island in the Hawaiian chain.
I think the fact that you're asking this, I think it's you, bro. I think it's you.
The chopper's going down.
Oh no, the helicopter's going to crash.
The blades of the helicopter clip one of those deep green palm trees, and the pilot's dead. There are coconuts and fresh water, but there's no help coming. Years on this
wait
island.
Wait a minute.
Years and years on this remote Hawaiian island with your sexy cousin.
I'm stuck on an island.
Yeah.
With my sexy cousin.
Mm-hmm.
You're assuming that I have a sexy cousin.
Well, everybody does.
I'd say, yeah, most of my cousins are very attractive.
Okay, there we go.
Objectively.
I like where this is going. So would you or wouldn't you make love to your cousin on this Hawaiian island?
No, and I don't think they'd make love to me.
No?
No.
Well, you never, never know if you never, never go.
Okay. Is this coming from experience?
Well, I'm just asking.
You can't just ask.
I'm confident my hot cousin will never listen to this episode, and I'd say it's years on an island.
You're trying to make a situation where you feel like it's okay.
Yeah,
because you want to do that.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, it's not because I want to do it.
It seems like he wants to.
I don't
want to
do it.
Right?
It seems like he wants
to
do it. I don't
want to
do it.
He's like, just a scenario that I've been thinking about.
Listen to his voice.
Yeah. Listen.
I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. But.
But.
He definitely wants to do it.
If such a tragedy happened to me, a disaster happened to me.
Like, right?
Fantasizing.
Well, yeah, I would eat delicious fruits and drink the freshest mountain water and make sweet beach love to my cousin. I don't think that's a crime.
You're fantasizing about incest with your cousin Ben. That's a little creepy.
Well, let's check in with our American friend. Can you have sex with your cousin in the United States, Richard?
It depends on which state, I would assume.
Hawaii.
Oh, right, because in America, every state has slightly different laws. Rules.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? Because the super Christian southern ones, like you kind of can.
You kind of can. Second cousin.
Yeah. Well, in Japan, you can.
You can?
You can marry your first cousin.
Is that really? Right?
Yep.
Is that
it was very common.
Yeah. To keep the family name, I'm sure, or something.
For various reasons, right. I guess. Right. To keep the family money in the family or whatever. Right. Land and the money.
Sex is about trust. And who do you trust more than your own family?
God, Ben.
Am I right?
If you want to have sex with your cousin.
Go ahead.
You know, that's okay.
I would never, unless we crashed our helicopter on a remote Hawaiian beautiful island.
How often do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, once in a while.
So are you constantly inviting them on helicopter rides?
No, I'm not.
Helicopter rides.
Rich, you know I can't afford that.
Are you taking your cousin on helicopter rides?
Yeah, like the lowest rated pilots.
You're like sabotaging the helicopter, trying to make it crash.
I'm like, hey, helicopter pilot, do you want some of my whiskey before we take off?
He's like, Ben, what are you doing? The helicopter's gonna crash. You'd be like, oh, that would be so bad.
That'd be so bad.
Is it possible to fly lower over these trees?
Over this palm
tree. Speaking of cousins, though.
Okay.
My cousin is in Japan right now.
You said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have I told you about that, Ben? You know, I haven't seen you for about a month or more.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Yeah. Cousin fucker you.
You fucking cousin. Well, it sounds like opportunity's knocking on your door. The cousins come to you.
Yeah. No, my cousin and her family of four.
Her?
Yes.
Cha-ching.
She's with her husband and her children.
Okay.
Ben, sicko. You fucking
sicko.
Freaky weirdo.
Hey, if you're not going to fuck your cousin, I will.
I don't think you will.
I won't.
Good Lord.
I'm not going to touch her. Never touched a cousin in my life.
But
that's not something to be proud of, bro.
You'll love this, Ben.
It's pride.
Her whole family. It's taking a year off work and school and traveling all around the world.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this.
Oh, I told
this.
You.
Yeah,
about
they're doing
it.
an epic journey.
1 year world journey.
Insane.
Mm-hmm. And they're in Japan now.
They will be staying with you at some point on their trip?
Yes, they will. In next week.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's nice.
Well...
So, Abe, are you inviting Ben over for a helicopter ride? Or
I'll
something?
Be coming nowhere near that.
Anyway, it's pretty cool. They're traveling all around the world. They're traveling all across Japan, and they're meeting a bunch of podcast listeners.
Oh, is that right?
That's so cool.
Yeah. I kind of said to listeners of Gogo Abe Kaiwa, like, hey, if anyone wants to like meet them and show them around your local area.
That's also cool.
Wow.
That's the kind of thing they want to do is like meet local people. And
right.
They're unforgettable, especially for the kids.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty great. Amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
I wish I had.
You wish you could travel around the world with your cousin.
Yes. Yeah, I do.
And crash.
Helicopter crash.
Yeah. How many helicopter crashes can we get into? No. What an amazing experience for your cousin and her children.
Her husband and children.
Yeah.
Rich, you do some hiking in Yamagata, right?
Yeah, I would take them if
maybe if you want, we could do Yamadera together.
Yeah, from Omoshirayama. Yeah. Are you close to them?
You mean like, are we good friends?
Like physically.
Friendly.
My cousins and I, like, we all grew up close.
Right.
But since becoming adults,
you separate.
I've had very little contact with her.
Right.
It's like most cousins, isn't it?
She was the oldest cousin on my mom's side.
Okay.
And when I was like 13 and she was like 16, 17. She like let me drive her car.
Ah, cool.
And
okay.
Bought cigarettes, and beer, and stuff.
Right.
And
like groomed you.
Right.
Oh, Ben, nothing like that.
Ben, you're but, you a know, sicko, she was bro. Like, the,
yeah, you're kind of a sicko, Ben.
Yeah, you cousin just, fetish.
You just realizing that about me? Wake up, sheeple.
Sheeple, like. Sheep people?
Yeah, sheep people. You guys are sheep people.
That's kind of an insult.
Yeah, it's like wake up to reality.
It means they just follow wherever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't think for themselves.
Yeah, you got to wake up.
Yeah, we don't think for ourselves like fucking our cousins.
Yeah, you got to time to fuck your cousins.
What the hell?
Time to get those cousins on the bed.
Anyway, that was a joke by the Russian tricky dog listeners. I thought they had some special video prepared for you because they're big fans of you.
Demonchik, I'm very disappointed.
Turns out
you can do better than that.
It was a joke. It was just some gross porn.
I guess that's Demonchik's type of porn. And after he'd finished watching the video for his own sick pleasure, he decided to share it with you.
I guess so.
Yeah. Shame on you, Demonchik, again.
Double shame.
Double shame. Oh, what a sick, what a fucking sick fuck, Demonchik.
Are you freestyling
fucking,
now?
Fucking Demonchik.
Oh, I'm trying to.
Hey, on that topic, I've got a little something. We can do a quick quiz.
Wow, Ben, I'm impressed. You actually prepared something.
Your words are like knives, Abe.
What do you mean?
Well, that was very sarcastic.
No, I'm serious.
No, you're serious. That wasn't sarcastic.
No, I'm happy. I'm impressed.
I always prepared things.
Okay.
I was always prepared.
You sometimes prepared things.
I always came with a full belly, ready to vomit out my thoughts.
Okay. Gross. <That's>...
Okay. So we're on the topic of porn.
No, we're not.
Okay. No, we are.
Fine.
Okay. Well, okay. We're going there.
Let's get into it.
Okay, Ben.
We're drinking champagne.
Yes, we are.
So. Demonchik, our dear listener from Russia, sent us a disgusting link to porn. And it may have been Pornhub.
That's one of the most used porn sites.
It is.
Pornhub.
And every year.
I don't use it though.
You don't?
No, not Pornhub.
Okay.
What are you using, bro?
What are you using?
It's my secret.
It's your secret. Your secret sauce.
I'm not telling you on the podcast. My porn habits.
Incest.ca.
Cousins.com.
That's you.
Okay, so. Every year, Pornhub releases its top 10 rankings of most popular searches.
Oh, and this is by country, right?
No, but this is international.
Oh.
Okay, all international.
Right. So I want you guys to guess. This is from 2023. The top, let's see if you can guess the top three Pornhub most searched keywords. What's the most common search terms?
All right. Well, all right. I've heard.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea, but I've heard.
What? No, yeah. You're not a big tea guy. No,
Who have you heard it from then?
I've seen these kind of articles before where it's in Canada, like the most, in Australia, the most common, blah, 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 right. blah. I think maybe MILF.
Okay, so you think number one is MILF?
Well, it's up there.
Give me your top three.
So MILF. For listeners who don't know, is M-I-L-F, MILF.
MILF.
Which is Mom I'd like to fuck. Where it's like a little bit of an older lady. Apparently that's like a really common fetish or whatever.
Definitely my genre.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love the mothers.
Yeah, as you get older, you start to, you know... Well, as you get older,
you're more into women your own age.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a thing. And I'm a 40-year-old man. I'm looking at all these beautiful mothers in the daycares, it's in the parks, in the swimming pools.
Okay. The swimming pools. Yeah. You creep, motherfucker.
Well, dude. No, I'm not. It's not creep. It's appreciating the beautiful female body.
Okay, Ben.
Like your cousin. So like your cousin.
Yeah, my cousin, who's also a mom.
That's my guess.
Hot milk.
Hold on. I want to guess.
Richard is going to take a guess.
Babysitter.
Ooh.
Mom.
Damn.
Weird.
Little peek inside.
Mom?
Peek inside.
Babysitter.
Opening the door to Richard's mind.
Mom and... Step something, stepfather, stepson.
Wow, there's a lot of incest.
Yeah. Says a lot about you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love my more cousins than... too.
Big, a lot of mom.
Fucking sicko.
Sick fuck. I'm coming back to the pod. Can we get rid of this guy?
Too sick.
So tell us, Ben.
Number one, hentai.
Really?
Number one is hentai.
In the whole world?
In the whole world. Whole world.
It's a Japanese worldwide word for like pervert. But I guess in porn, hentai means like kind of like cartoon.
Animated.
Stuff, right?
Yeah. Like anime porn. Yeah. Anime porn is
number
huge.
One in the world.
Number one in the world. And if you think about it.
Weird.
If you think about it. The majority, most of the world's population are Asian.
That's probably
by true. Definition.
If you include India as well.
Including India.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Indians love hot cartoon Asian girls.
Do they?
I guess.
I don't know about
that. Number two, MILF.
MILF. All right.
Number two, MILF. You got it, Abe.
There you go. Number two.
You got it. Number two, MILF.
Number two, I knew.
Number
it
three,
was up there.
I'll give you one more chance. Number three. It's a category I've never understood. It's not my cup of tea. But a lot of men love to see this.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. No dicks involved.
Lesbians.
Oh, lesbians.
Yeah, lesbians number three. And really? Lesbians are always up there.
Really?
Yeah. Dudes, guys love to watch.
Yeah.
Two women.
I got a buddy who's
having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's nothing that I watch.
We've been talking about porn for quite a while.
Cousins and porn.
That's what you guys call me sick.
Cousins and porn.
Yeah. I just thought it was.
That's what you prepared.
That's all I got.
Okay, well, thank you, Ben.
You're very welcome.
Stomach full of porn.
Hey,
huh?
I live to give. Stomach full of porn.
Are you guys feeling buzzed from the champagne?
I'm a little bubbly.
Yeah.
Actually, we need to take a piece. I've got to take a piece real bad.
Oh, Ben's going to leave the podcast to take a pee. He's farting right in the microphone.
Oh, my God. So rude.
See, he left the podcast.
So rude.
He doesn't care anymore. He has no shame.
Let's just lock the door, keep him out.
He has no shame.
Farting.
Just fart right into the microphone.
Cousins. I don't even know.
He's admitting all his dark secrets.
Exactly. Tonight.
Well, while Ben's in the bathroom, Rich, do you want to answer one of these questions?
I will absolutely.
I've got all these questions for you.
Yeah.
This question comes from our listener who is a metalhead.
Okay.
Remember I told you we have this metalhead listener?
Right, right.
Yumi Metal.
Okay.
I'll just ask you one of her questions.
Sure.
You said that you went to a Metallica concert.
I did, yes.
And she wants to know, when and where was this Metallica concert?
San Francisco.
San Francisco, your hometown.
1990s.
Excuse
me. 1990. Yeah.
Dude, it's really soundproof, this door.
Yeah.
Farty Ben is back. Big farter.
Smell that. A vegetarian, so my farts don't smell like anything.
Oh, they're vegetable farts.
No, right. they just smell like
Do you
nothing.
Think being a vegetarian makes you fart more?
No, because I've hung around you a lot. And
that is
all of my friends are meat eaters. I don't have any vegetarian friends, and all of them fart just the same, if not more than me.
Oh.
And my kids. Big farters.
It is funny, you know, with kids, you realize how much people fart.
Right, because they're just natural about it.
Because you always think, I fart a lot. And then you're like, well, kids, especially like, you know, young kids, they just fart.
Right.
They don't care.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of like, oh, I'm normal. Adults always hide their farts. Right. They're sneaky about
right.
it.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. You have to. Even after 18 years with my wife, I still have to control my farts around her.
Something. Really?
Yeah. Because I know I'm not getting any sweet, sweet love if I fart in front of her.
Right.
It's a choice that you make inside
It is,
your
isn't
head.
It? Isn't it?
What, like, do I just let this go?
Right. What's more important to me? Farts or sex?
Or boobs.
And it's usually farts.
Well, interesting. Insight.
That's
insight.
A great quote.
It usually is.
The most down-to-earth quote ever.
All right. I want to go for a little walk down memory lane.
Ooh.
Our original idea, before we even thought about podcasting, we had an idea to make $1 million.
I remember way back when we started, it was Twinkle Star and Scorpion.
No, before that.
Before
I
that.
I don't even know what that
I don't,
is. Twinkle
Star? We had some characters.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of skits.
Yeah, we did some skits.
Even before that, because that was after we started the podcast.
Before that, I don't know. Was it? Oh, Daddy Diaries.
Right?
Yeah.
Daddy Diaries.
It was Daddy Diaries.
Which was a project. Do you remember the original idea?
No, I don't. Before that, I don't.
We were going to get rich. We were going to make it big.
We were?
By making children's songs.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
That was the original idea.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
God,
We
must have been drunk.
Because we see that, like, kids watch things again and again and again and again right. and
Look,
again.
You know, it still is in the back of my mind.
You get paid the more something is watched.
Right.
It's unbelievable. So some of the worst songs have 1 billion views.
Right.
Weird.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
If you can hit that sweet spot, you can become a millionaire.
So we thought that we would make some like silly kids songs.
Did you make some?
No, not really. We did make a couple.
We did like
kind of.
During the recordings of Daddy Diaries, I think we made
it. So we would record a Daddy Diaries episode, and then we'd try to make a song about the episode.
We'd be like, don't climb too high and don't touch the pot or some shit.
Yeah.
Something like that. Some safety song.
That's the beginning of this podcast.
That was
pre-pod.
The original idea of like, how could we make $1 million?
Don't touch your cousin.
That's the one.
Never.
You need that. That's never not a children's song.
No, it is.
Your song.
You got to get it early. Yeah. Educate early childhood education.
At that time, you were a father.
I was not. You were not.
So now I'm a father, and I'm listening to these kids' songs.
Yeah.
Every freaking day.
Most of them suck.
But anyway, the other night, I was a little drunk, and I was playing with my cat.
Okay.
And I was just so happy in this moment of just kind of innocent happiness.
Really drunk, just stroking your pussy. So happy.
Yeah. Bliss. Yeah. No,
a moment of bliss.
I was playing with a toy.
Yeah, I bet you were.
He was getting very excited. And I was like, do you want to play? Like, do you want to play? Come on.
That's your repetition.
Well, anyway.
Like a child.
A song just came to me from heaven.
Okay.
And not a real song, just like a little tune.
Sure.
And I started singing it. And something made me want to just pull out my iPhone and just record it real quick.
Not a bad idea, bro.
That's something you told
me. That's what I do. My phone is full of little songs that never touch the ears of another human.
When you get some inspiration, you just record it and then you work on it later, right?
Yeah, I did it the other day when I was making cheese toast. I was like, cheese toast, everybody loves it, and it's cheese toast. You know you want some.
Cheese toast.
Cheese toast. You put some salt and pepper on it.
Cheese toast.
Having some fun.
Right. Right.
All right.
Everybody loves it. I mean, it's a hit.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of like that. And I recorded it on my iPhone. My voice is like obviously a little drunk. And you can actually hear the cat toy.
Okay.
If you listen closely.
All right.
Do you think maybe we could turn this into $1 million song?
No, I think it's definitely.
What is it? Well, can we hear it?
All right, it's quite embarrassing.
I mean, dude, you fart frequently in front of me.
Yeah.
Could it be worse than that?
Shall I play it for you guys?
It's what friends are for. I'll never judge you.
I'm gonna turn the speaker on. So here's the song that I made.
Should we hold hands?
We should.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus, guide me through this trauma.
Hold on. Try not to laugh, okay? I'm very sensitive about this.
Hey, man, open yourself up.
All right. Here's the song.
Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to play with my favorite toys? Do you want to be my friend?
What do you think, Ben?
That was awesome.
Fine. That's perfect. There's a lot of potential there.
Yeah? Right.
Do you want to be my friend?
Catchy.
I do.
With my favorite
catchy.
Toys.
Do you want to be my friend? Until the end of bone.
So another thing you taught me is
yeah, I can
to
see
make
that.
It sound a little better, you sing over the track.
Oh, you got layers, my friend.
I don't know what that means.
Layers.
Where
harmonies.
Here, Rich, this is what it is.
Do you want to be my friend?
Boom, boom.
Do you want to be my friend? Do you want to play with my favorite toys? Do you want to be my friend?
What do you think?
I like it.
Do you want to be my friend?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to be my friend?
I sure do.
Do you want to play with my favorite toys? Do you want to be my friend?
Of course.
This is a very much dad song. Okay.
Really? Yeah. I made it playing with my cat.
It's still a dad song.
Yeah, but you see, like, That's a $1 million idea.
Do you want to play with my favorite toys? Do you want to be my friend?
And we're friends till the end.
Sure.
Oh, snap.
But it's for kids, right?
And we're playing.
So it's got to be repetitive and simple and catchy.
You guys are so dads, dude.
Do you want to put my toy in your mouth?
Hey, Rich, I'm trying to make $1 million here.
Do you want to touch boobies?
The song's good. Repetitive. Uh-oh. Look at the 3-year.
You know Rich is getting drunk when he starts talking about boobies.
Boobies.
Once Rich gets drunk, it's all about boobies.
Goes to the boobies.
You know what I've been thinking of? I've been thinking of going to South Korea, getting actual boobies on my own body. Because I'm not getting enough boobies in my life. So what if I had boobies?
Why South Korea?
Do you want to play with your boobies?
That's the home of cosmetic surgery.
Oh, do you think it would be cheap to get?
I just think they do quality work. And I just think if you want some real tits, imagine me lying on my bed touching my own tits.
I don't want to imagine. I do not want to imagine that. No, thank you.
I'm literally learning so much about you tonight.
Oh, my God.
Cousins, boobies.
Hey, it's kind of, yeah, neither can I.
Well, guys, I think we're getting a little bit drunk.
We are.
Maybe it's time to end the episode 200. It's been an hour, an hour.
Let's put a bullet in it.
Yeah, hopefully I can edit it down to less than an hour.
God, good luck.
Barf.
Barf.
No, tram.
Rich just grabbed his balls and said barf. No. My dad would be very upset.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It all wrong. When you grab your balls, you have to say honk.
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 Barf.
Yeah. Anyway, let's wrap it up. We got a brand new song by Space Dragon. You guys, thank you so much for sticking with us all this time. 200 episodes. Rich. Baby.
Yes, sir.
As long as you want to do this.
I'm happy to do
it. I'm your Huckleberry.
If you don't mind, I'll be your Mark Twain.
And I'm a guy on the side of the river, just playing the band.
Ben's still there. We're still very good friends with him.
Yeah.
He won't be on the podcast, but maybe we'll call you once in a while.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars. I'm like a Jedi ghost.
So there you go, guys. Teacher Talk is continuing on.
Hey, the blood is pumping through the heart of the Teacher Talk body. It is alive and well. Don't worry,
guys.
Very
poetic.
Very
poetic. And please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. That's the number one way to help us. Just jump on there, write a little review. That helps us build the show. And here we're going to end with a new song by Space Dragon.
Fresh out of the dragon's cave. Dang. Get those clothes off.
Okay, Ben. All right.
Already, baby.
Goodbye, everyone.
This podcast is way better when you listen to it naked.
All right, everybody. Space Dragon.
Especially if you're a lady.
Goes with
Here's your new song, brother.
He's out there. All the cousins.
I'm going to turn up the speaker.
The cousins are in town.
Oh, yeah. They're coming to town.
Okay.
Cousins
the song.
Are coming
listen
to
the song.
Started this. crazy boys now.